In today's episode, we dive into cybersecurity news, including Apple's sweeping security patches and scam alerts across macOS, iOS, and other platforms, Binance's high-profile WeChat hijack that fueled a meme token pump and dump, and a torrent of critical Linux kernel CVEs demanding immediate patching. Next up in Apple News, a major wave of security fixes and scam alerts is rolling out across macOS, iOS, iPadOS, and Apple's other platforms. Here's what you need to know. Security vulnerabilities. macOS up to 14.8.2, or 15.7.2, and 26.0 is hit by dozens of flaws, many critical, ranging from buffer overflows that allow local privilege escalation, for example, in the app component, spell check API, and disk image handlers, to information disclosure bugs and denial of service attacks via Note and FaceTime call handler components. Key CVEs include CVE 2025-46285, CVE 2025-43512, CVE 2025-43518, and dozens more. iOS and iPadOS up to 18.7.1 suffer a critical web handler buffer overflow exploitable over the network, CVE 2025-43511, plus additional local-only info leak bugs. Across platform buffer overflow, CVE 2025-E435-2 impacts macOS, tvOS, visionOS, watchOS, iOS, and iPadOS up to version 26.0. Some vulnerabilities have no known active exploits yet, but all require only local access, making timely updates essential. Apple's response. Emergency security updates have been released to patch 2 zero-day WebKit flaws that were actively exploited. Users and administrators are urged to install the latest system and component updates immediately. Scam and malware warnings. iPhone users are being targeted with fake iOS system-style windows designed to harvest Apple IDs. A new macOS malware campaign uses trusted search results and AI prompts to trick users into installing a malicious command. Hackers posing as law enforcement via email continue to fish for private Apple account data. Bottom line, patch now, verify any unexpected system prompts, and stay vigilant against increasingly sophisticated scams. Next up in Binance news, a startling security breach that sent shockwaves through the crypto community. Hackers managed to hijack the WeChat account of Binance co-CEO Yi He and used it to pump a shady new meme token called Mubaraka, often tagged Mubara. Here's what went down. 1. The attack. Cyber criminals gained access to Yi He's WeChat by exploiting the typical weaknesses of Web2 platforms, likely through phishing or credential stuffing. Once inside, they broadcast messages to official Binance groups, hyping the Mubaraka coin as the next big thing. 2. The pump and dump. Within minutes of the unauthorized posts, Mubaraka's price skyrocketed on select exchanges, creating a classic pump frenzy. The scammers quietly sold their holdings at peak prices, raking in roughly $55,000 before the token collapsed. 3. The fallout, Changpeng CZ. Zhao himself warned users about the incident, stressing that even top crypto executives aren't immune to Web2 vulnerabilities. Binance urged its community to be extremely cautious of messages on traditional social platforms and to double-check announcements via verified on-chain and official Binance channels. 4. The takeaway. This hijack highlights a growing danger. Dormant or poorly secured Web2 accounts owned by high-profile crypto figures can be weaponized in market scams. Industry leaders are now pushing for stronger multi-factor authentication, routine security audits, and clear in-app verification badges to prevent similar hijacks. In short, the Mubaraka episode serves as a cautionary tale. Even the most trusted names in crypto must treat every social media foothold like a potential attack vector, and users should always verify big announcements at the source. Stay vigilant out there. Next up in Linux news, we've got a double header on kernel CVEs and a torrent of fresh, critical flaws you need to know about. 1. Two recent articles take stock of Linux CVEs. The first digs into the rising count of Linux security advisories, noting a sharp uptick in annual CVEs as the kernel grows ever more complex. The second drills into the details. Which subsystems carry the most bugs? How quickly fixes land? And how maintainers triage severity ratings? 2. A wave of critical kernel vulnerabilities. Security researchers have catalogued well over 100 critical rated CVEs affecting Linux kernel versions as far back as 4.19 and up through the latest 6.17.7 series. Here's the broad brush. Impact profiles. Denial of service is the most common risk, from simple crash bugs of arcKey find parent, DMH, alexsh coherent, fsh aren't funk sinksh, webstitch are enable, PTP, chalk, clock, cheat, set time, to complex driver hangups, Wi-Fi, feeds, 12K, chi bar, iChdog driver, hutch, event work, USB submit, erby, F2Fs, and XT4 discard threads. Buffer overflows in everything from BPF ring buffers, CVE 2025 and 40319, and Bluetooth components, RHCI, XI, CMG, sync, shock, DQ, once, ESCO-conf free, to netcore, short, escape buff, and media drivers, AMD GPU, chalk, AMD KFD, JFS, NTFS3. Information disclosure bugs in Pinktool, FBEV, BitT, PUX, NOX, aligned, Q, setup, VX, VCP, Q, create, and other subsystems. Privilege escalation issues via time are delayed, HCI, C, and D, so complete, EVT, regulator, unregister, P9, read work, VFIO, PCI source release, and more. Notable CVEs to watch, CVE 2025, 40318. Bluetooth, HCI, SAI, SMD, sync con to DQ, once bug up through 6.77 DOS. CVE 2025, 40302, SMB2, query, InfoShock compound, logic floor, DOS. CVE 2025, 40304, bit, tputs, buffer overflow. CVE 2025, 40306, exactory, key buffer overflow. CVE 2025, 40324, NFSV4, NFSD4, read, and release, denial of service. CVE 2023, 53748, 537, 5369. Old info leak and privilege elevation issues still lurking in 6.1s and 6.3 branches. What to do? No widespread public exploits have surfaced yet, but the risk is high. Check your distro's security tracker and patch kernels to the latest point releases beyond 6.17.7 wherever possible. Reboot critical servers after updates to fully clear vulnerable code. That's the roundup. Keep your systems current, subscribe to distro advisories, and stay tuned for more Linux security coverage right here. Thanks for listening to the Cyber Shield podcast. I'm Alex Carter signing off, and be sure to join us next week for another deep dive into cybersecurity.